defibrillator put in, but he'll be back possibly tomorrow. That's the story I'm in.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's your outlook. Well, Ann found that and told us, and I called up there, and he's out with intensive care. He's just in hopefully he's in coronary, which is not just in coronary.
What's that, buddy?
Yeah, his buddy went to visit him, and he wouldn't let her in because he heard about the bad blood between the two.
What? What's his deal?
He wouldn't let him in.
No, you didn't miss anything, Barry.
Oh, okay. I'm sure I'll hear about it sooner or later. It may be elaborated upon a little bit.
I'm sure.
Thank you, thanks.
I don't know your turn.
Yeah. This kind of shouldn't be like up to me.
Is Peter in town? Is he here?
That's what we were just talking about. What we do at the forums. Paul said we have a forum.
Yeah, yeah. There's a set of headlights that just activated out.
Brings you up to there. That'll be it.
So now you got it. Yeah, that's it. That's out front. That's out front.
Before
taking. Oh, wait, it might be him.
In order to change anything.
Was that our. Was that the fellow that said, well, be a new
member? Before a public hearing.
Chairman and John Gordon was elected vice chair this year. Linda resigned as an alternate to the board, and Peter was elected to serve as a regular member on the board rather than an alternate, because we needed it since we had an opening, and the council approved the appointment of Peter as a regular member. Also during 2009, we only had one case that was heard.
You're doing a good job out there.
Yes, the word is out. They're not going to be bothering us.
Don't mess around with Kirby's.
That's it.
For board of adjustments, yes.
It was a request for a variance from the zoning ordinance that would permit the construction of a deck addition to the existing structure for the purpose of providing a handicap access or an auxiliary fire exit from the second floor of the unit. The proposed deck would encroach on the setbacks currently governing the property, and the applicant requested an initial 26 inches of the encroachment into the setback, and we unanimously denied that variance. So that was the report that we will, I guess, give them to accept or deny in the next meeting.
There wasn't any follow-on to that, was there? I mean, he didn't appeal or anything?
Mm-hmm. I don't believe there was.
Okay.
No, he modified his plan. And he's within correct the ordinance now.
Good. I hate it for him, but that's the way it goes. Yeah. All right. I guess at this meeting, we are to elect a chair and a vice chair. So I guess we ought to do that and then ask for the approval of the annual report. So let's go ahead and elect a new chair for this coming year. Do I have any nominations from the floor?
I make a motion that you remain in the position of chair.
Second that. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Yeah.
Charlie Murray.
Are you worried about Charlie?
No.
Okay. Charlie Murray.
Then it be moved that Eric Humphries will remain as chair for this next year, 2010. We now need to elect a vice chair. Do I have any nominations on the board?
I make a motion that we maintain status quo and have John Gordon be vice chair.
Let me just say something. I know my term is up, from what I understand. I think this is my second term, 6 years, which is quite a while. I am interested in joining Barry's environmental committee, which is, I understand there's still vacancies on it.
Yes, sir.
So I'm considering, you know, stepping down off the board since I've been on for 6 years. After watching Congress for a few years, I've renewed my belief in term limits. Okay. And I do think, you know, after a while, everybody should let someone else have a shot. Okay.
Peter, you doing
so, right? I am
thinking about, not renewing my term. And I would certainly think Peter would make a good vice chair in that case, but I don't know if there's any reaction to that. Or
Peter, what's your situation?
My situation hasn't changed from day to day. I'm a happy resident of Curry Beach, and I'll be.
When do the terms for Ann and Peter arrive?
The end of this month.
The end of this month? So
it was a 3-year term.
So you filled in for
Ann and John at the end of this month. You're good.
He said Peter. So
I'm sorry, Peter.
So Ann, 24.
They're kicking you up before you get out.
That's right. You plan on pulling out too, or you?
Oh, heck no, baby.
It's
the only female up here. Come on, everybody finally got figured out how to say my name. I'm staying. And I would, so, like, nothing personal, Peter, but I wouldn't mind being vice. I mean, I can work with Harry, but I can also share. So it just depends what everybody wants to do.
Yeah. Well, you want to decline the nomination.
Yeah, because I think I would like to, since I've been on, I'm the longest, even with Charlie, I'm the longest serving member, okay, because he hasn't been on this board that long. So, and I do think, you know, it might be time to let somebody else step up on the up here to the podium, and then I might, you know, take a turn at the environmental committee. I'm already on beautification, so I don't want to have too many. But.
Well, yeah, actually, and I was looking into some things. You can't be appointed to any other thing and be on the BOA, as far as I understand it. I'm maybe mistaken.
I've been violating that for years.
We'll be violating that for years.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
Well, like I say, I may have misinterpreted. It's in there with some other things that we're going to have to address. Mm-hmm. To make sure that everything stays right. You know, we want to keep our T's crossed and our I's dotted.
That's for sure.
But that would be a very significant issue, I mean, for me anyway. I mean, if Board of Adjustment meets once a year, maybe.
Right.
If I can't serve at any other committees, then.
Well, I
wonder what
I've got it here, and I know I was going to bring that up later on, but I wasn't doing that.
You may as well do it now because we've got some conflicts. At this point in time, Amy, John was there was a motion for John. There is no second, so
that motion dies.
Now, the board shall consist of 5 members. The board members shall hold no other public office under the town government and shall be appointed by the town council. Now, I don't know how that's interpreted.
Public office is elected.
An elected official.
Is that right, Holt?
I would think so.
I don't know. I mean, I saw that, and I just had that question.
It's a good question. What? It sounds like an elected office. Yeah,
I mean, that's an elected what office. Section that doesn't hearing? Sound like a volunteer committee.
I read that myself, and I didn't think it meant a volunteer committee.
They haven't been on other committees.
I know that if, for example, when I worked for the town of Curie Beach, I could not run for office.
Right. Well, actually, come to find out at this last thing, that unless the town has an ordinance against it, if the town's under 15,000, that can and have, in fact, happen.
That you can work for the town and hold public office.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't find that out until this meeting here last week.
Okay. I was looking at you.
What section was that you quoted?
Right here, let me get it.
No, I just need the number.
Let's see.
Sounds kind of good.
Section 19-41, paragraph B. And the other thing that I want to get cleared up.
We still have a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Motion?
No, that motion.
The motion died.
Okay,
for lack of a second.
Died. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is this other paragraph up here that says citizens and residents of the town? Now, I'm not adverse at all to changing that. Okay. To change it though, because it's in section 19, as I understand now, I may be wrong. If we need a public hearing. And I got no problem at all with doing that to get changed to whatever we need to do to make sure that we are kosher.
Okay, well, what are we not kosher on?
Well, we're...
Well, I think you need a legal opinion of what it means by...
Residencies, and also... There is a difference. I'm going to pass this on to you too, because Dean and I and Chris May at the Council of Governments have been talking about this as it came up at the council get together on the 9th. And I've got some emails sent back and forth.
Barry, I don't think anybody knows what you're trying to say, so just spit it out.
Well, what I'm trying is residency required. Okay, you know, where you live, where everybody lives.
Be specific, Barry.
It's in the, I don't need to be specific.
You need to be specific for the other members on the board so they know what you're talking about.
Oh, are we talking about the fact that it's you that we're talking about?
I think people would need to know that.
Well, I figured most everybody knew that. I don't have a problem with it, okay? And but I want to get the ordinance. There's other ordinances and other things that we're going to change amongst, you know, specifically about committee memberships, okay? And this, in part, is something we need to address and get it changed so that there is no conflict, is all I'm saying.
Does the board need some help understanding or clarification a little bit on this, or are you, does everybody...
Well,
Peter, where are you?
Peter may be lost.
I'm not lost, but
the scuttlebutt that I've been hearing through the back streets has been that my residency is coming up to question. The fact that I own 7 pieces of property, that I'm on 7 different boards here, that I have been very active in the town is pretty much a moot point. The point is, where do I fart at night and where do I put my head? And let me finish. And the point is coming up, who's to say what really residency is? Legally, according to the IRS, I am 100% resident. It says on here very clearly, and I can give you a documentation, if it's a taxpayer, of which I paid plenty of taxes on my 7 residences, alternates between 2 properties using as a residence for a successive period of time, the property that they use the majority of time during the year ordinarily will be considered the taxpayer's principal residence. That's point A. Point B, relevant factors to consider in determining the principal residence include, but are not limited to, tax taxpayers' place of employment. Clearly, Palmier Cottages, that's where I live and work. The second is listed on taxpayers' federal and state tax returns. That's where I get my all my information. P.O. Box 82, 133 North Fort Fisher. Driver's license, P.O. Box 82, 133 North Fort Fisher. Automobile registration, P.O. Box 82, 133 North Fort Fisher. Voter registration card, P.O. Box 82, 133 North Fort Fisher. I get all my taxpayers' correspondence there. It says if the taxpayer has a bank there, we don't have any banks in Curie Beach. We only have them in Carolina Beach. But I have a checking account that goes to P.O. Box 182, 133 North Fort Fisher. One of the final considerations are religious organizations. There's no synagogue here. If there was a synagogue in Curie Beach, guess what? I'd be going to my synagogue here.
Where do you vote?
Here.
I guess I'm confused why there's
a synagogue. I don't have a question.
Where it came about, if I can interject.
This had to do, too, with, well, some things that I'm not sure that I should be talking about that happened during a P&Z meeting. And I just wanted to get this question clarified so that we don't have, personally, I feel that Ann, I want her on anything she can be on. What I'm saying is that we need to get this clarified, that's all.
Let's take it away from Ann for a minute. We want it clarified. Is there a proposed solution to this?
In order to clarify it.
And we haven't reached that point yet.
What actually has here is...
Because this is chapter 19.
I understand.
Okay. Peter, what actually happened is... we would like to amend some of the committee guidelines.
Yes.
And y'all should have gotten an email, all of y'all today should have gotten an email.
Yes.
That you're going to get the proposed changes from council. And one of the things that I had always wanted on the amendment to any of the committees was if you were resident, citizen, and or property owner. If you pay property taxes in the town, I think you should be eligible to serve in the county.
Yeah, that's where the...
Let me get this. But it's always said resident, but I wanted to clarify that. And with what Ann just went over with the Internal Revenue definition, I think, and I don't know how you could argue much about that. Now, the committee changes just do not take a public hearing other than VOA and... P&Z, the rest of the committees will be changed by majority voters. So you're going to get the information. Y'all read it. If y'all have any thing to add to it or think we need anything to take it out, then we need your comments by the 10th of next month. February 10th, I think is what you put on there. And we want to study it because there's also an amendment change in there, which I have always tried to push is I don't think any elected official should chair any committee. Because in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, if there's an elected official chairing it, the opinions of the other citizens are going to sway that way. And I've never liked the idea of, you know, one of us chairing a committee.
I hope
there are two or three things in there that y'all
can look at. Right, that I'm going to look into.
What we're actually trying to do is get a better cross grain of the citizens. And I thought that was one way of doing it, but it's something that Tim and...
is this going to be brought up at your next council meeting in February?
That's why we want to get your comments before the council meeting so we can, you know...
If you'll make some copies of this, this is what Chris May has emailed back and forth. That way you'll know... pretty much everything we know. The problem with property ownership, tying it into that, is that you have constitutional questions because you are limiting, some people would argue that you are limiting your voting privilege to property ownership.
Well, they
Well, I know, I did, but that's why they said what they said.
I'm not sure I understand. What do you mean limited to property owners?
That.
It says, you know, residents or property owners to me would be a clear indication to anybody that lived here. But I don't want to stop a property owner, you know, from having some input on some of these, you know.
And then it gets into extra territory.
Now, BLA, you know, y'all are entirely different. You're quasi-judicial, so that's your different.
Well, you can be a property owner here and not live here, and a lot of people like that.
Right.
And then there's others that may live here, rent here, and they don't own any property, so I don't, you know.
I think it's more the location of your primary residence.
Well, yeah.
I want to make a motion, and the motion is that we're going to table the election of a vice chair at this time and table any renewal of membership terms at this time until we get a clarification from town council as to whether or not they're going to allow property owner, taxpayer, non-residents to be members of boards and committees.
Would you, if I could interject for just a second, which we are not, either one of us supposed to be doing, but if you make that, if you send that to council so they can put that on the agenda.
Yes, I make a motion that that question be proposed for council.
I think that's the only way we'll be put at the end of this.
Yeah, we have
to. Do I have a second?
Second.
Go ahead, I am going
to put it. Opposed? All in favor?
Aye.
Please propose that to council for them to look into that in February, make a decision.
Yeah, I put that on top of the list. I mean, all the committees are running like that.
Absolutely.
You don't do it.
I don't mean to throw at you. I'm sorry about that. I just.
Is that a problem? I think it's important that the clarification comes in.
Yes.
And I think it's very important it comes in. I just would hate to exclude. I remember years ago a huge fight here in the council room about a proposal that was going to happen that was going to affect all the business owners. We had a predominant amount of business owners here and they had no voice. It was like, this is weird. A business owner that owns X amount of property is here, whatever, and as Peter said, take it away from me, put it into its facts. How do you clarify who has a statement over what's going to happen? And they have no voting right, no anything.
Well, on some of the committees that I'm familiar with, it was not here at Gary Beach. Unfortunately, I do most of my work in Carolina Beach, and most of my government knowledge comes from that nutty town. They have several committees where business owners have a voice, even though they may not be residents. They can't sit on boards. And there's at least one committee I know that I regularly testify in front of, and that's the advisory committee, that one of the members is a business owner, but a non-resident.
I wonder if we should explore their policies on that
to see if maybe... Let our council
make that decision.
They have attorneys that can advise them.
I think y'all taking the right path. We're just put it before the council, let them hash it out. That's what we're paying this young man here and Andy Canoes for, and they're the attorneys. Let them, all they need to do for clarification is, you know, there's outside sources that we're members of that take a check on that.
Yeah. And this comes from some doctor that made a, you know, statement about, because Chris had was asking the School of Government if there were any case something or another, concerning any of this to go by, and apparently there isn't. Mm-hmm. And at first he thought that it was a state statute, and it's not. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, it was just a lot of different things that we needed to get clarified. And I hate to throw monkey wrenches in, but sometimes.
But you know, that's part of what Board of Adjustment is. We get the information, we get the facts, and we have to weed out the emotion and look at what the facts are and see what kind of precedent it's going to set.
Yeah.
And
again, that's one reason I think our board is pretty dynamite.
I like
that. That's what we look at. Go ahead, Chief.
Okay, let's now approve the annual report. I have a motion to approve that annual report we talked about earlier.
I'll make a motion to approve the annual report that we talked about earlier.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Review of the rules of procedures, training, and any other administrative items. We've talked about a lot of administrative items here in the last 15 minutes, but I believe, personally, I don't believe we need to review the procedures. We have our manuals and so forth. Training was asked a couple of months ago by council if they thought that the board needed any more training, and at that time, I think all of us, with the exception of Peter, were really up to speed on what the Board of Adjustment was all about and what we needed to do and where we get our clarification from. And I recommended we didn't need any more training so that they didn't go ahead and schedule it and budget for it and so forth. I'm still of that idea that we don't need any more training. Those of us that are here can advise Peter. We're not going anywhere yet, John.
Harry, if I could, for just a second. We had a state-mandated ethics training class.
That's where a lot of this
came up. 11th and 12th, I think, the last month. But anyway, one of the things that they found out that should be in your books, that no member of council or the mayor can open their mouth at any time during one of your meetings unless he is called, sworn in as a witness.
Or asked a question.
Any elected official tries
cannot influence BOA or PNC.
And they cannot talk during one of these things. Right. They cannot offer any opinion. They cannot smirk. And if you see them doing that, then you need to get them out of here.
Mayor?
Yes?
One of the things that I've noticed in our procedures, served 6 years, I guess I have been serving 5 years or something like that. One of the things that I noticed on our procedures is we're very meticulous about the rules and the finding of facts, and if anybody out in the audience wants to speak, they have to sign in first before we'll acknowledge them. Right. The heckling we keep down to a minimum. Again, we're sticking to the facts and we're looking at the betterment of what it is that's being brought in front of us, following the rules and regulations of the chapter.
Well, according to what I understood from them is when you get your manual for the case that you're hearing, anybody that's supposed to speak in or give testimony, it already better be in that manual.
Correct. Or they can, at the last minute, they might come up. There might be something changed, but they have to sign in before Harry's going to acknowledge that they may speak. It's one of the procedures that we have extremely strong on.
Well, the only thing I would add to that training thing, now, we haven't approved Mr. Garibay as a, I hope I pronounced it right, as an alternate, but I'm wondering if maybe he wants some training or needs some training.
My opinion is that we need training on a regular basis, as always. As you say, you go sit in an ethics class and you discover 20 things that you didn't know before. And every time I go to training, it may be a repeat, but I learn something new. So I'm very much in favour of having at least for an annual training session, which reviews what we've done and what we should be doing going forward.
If y'all have an off month, if you would like to request that, put that to the council, make it again, and we'll arrange it. If y'all have an off meeting, that you could arrange to have the training list.
Or if you have a specific class that you would, that is offered by the School of Government, I'm sure they offer quite a few of them.
And if it's convenient for y'all, if not, they can
come. I don't know that League of Municipalities offers any per se classes, but I know the School of Government up in Chapel Hill would probably be your best resource.
Cape Fear Council above us gave the last one there.
Cape Fear Council.
That's who I would recommend.
Well, that's who I called, and they called the School of Government.
And I think the training class, the one that I was actually here when heard of, given, I thought it was an excellent job that Penny Tyson Penny Tyson from the Gettysburg House of Governments.
There were several that she did.
We just had that joint training session in Carolina Beach.
We had it in Carolina Beach.
Last year.
In there.
Well, it was a year.
That's correct.
How long ago? It was a year ago.
Yeah,
at least a year.
If y'all send that request forward, we could.
Yeah, and for me, it's, I mean, it's not, some, it's, you need somebody knowledgeable there to moderate, but what, it's not a matter of a formal course, it's a more, if you want to, I guess, get a few topics, personally, when I start talking, we'll talk for a long time and we'll learn a lot. That's, to me, is how the best way.
Personally, I've been a lifetime student.
I've always been
a project.
Then let me propose and make a motion. I want to make a motion to at a convenient time. Mm-hmm. Right now we have no idea when our meetings are, so we could say April, but I don't want to do that at this point in time. Let's make a motion to ask council in February if they will agree to allow a training session by Penny, the Council of Governments, and at a time later to be designated by the board that we can all get together. Because you may not be here, John, and you may be now, whatever, the full-time member if you get the alternate position now. And yes, you too definitely should have some training. Being brand new to it.
I'll second your motion since I'm still here.
The motion is just to ask council for approval to have them at a later designated time approve some training for the Board of Adjustment.
Harry, let me bring me up to speed because I can't remember. If somebody brings a Board of Adjustment grievance, it's going to be advertised for 30 days in and out. How long was it?
2 consecutive weeks before the hearing.
Let's see.
Yeah, I think it's 30 days because they usually tell us if somebody hasn't submitted a complaint by the beginning of the month, we're not going to have a meeting because there won't be enough time for the cycle.
Just for clarification, to my knowledge, it was 30 days and it was business days.
Yeah.
That was very clear.
I think it was 30 days.
Business days?
I believe it was business days.
If that be the case, we can actually try to talk to Gettysburg Council of Governments to see if they can set up a training class for your next monthly meeting, if that would be convenient to y'all. That would give you a date to shoot for.
That would be the last for about Tuesday in February.
Yes, sir?
It's the 23rd.
Okay.
It says applications have to be in 30 working days prior to the next regular.
That's right. So that would give you a big window if you'd like to call Casey tomorrow or remind me later.
I'll talk to Casey.
Or you can call, for that matter.
Mm-hmm. And see if they're available.
Yeah, and if it isn't, they can email y'all. If it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that okay with everybody?
That sounds great.
23rd of February.
Because it's your discretion for training classes.
Okay. All
right. Do you want to rescind your other motion then?
Yeah, I'll rescind the other
motion. Thanks, Harry.
We'll just go ahead and have a February meeting. That's it. Okay. Pretty much the next thing on the agenda is the appointment of an alternate member. We have an application that we received from Tony Garibet.
That's correct.
And it's all in your packets. Hopefully you've all had a chance to look it over. And it looks like we have another Hammy Beach annexed. There's three of us on the board now.
My mailing address says Carolina Beach. So.
Yeah. And
oh,
that's,
no.
That's,
oh.
That's what I.
That's horrible.
So what I wanted to tell Barry is that.
So is mine.
All of our mailing addresses are Carolina Beach.
If it weren't for the unions, that wouldn't be.
That's correct. But I do have a Cure Beach post office.
I don't mind because I get cheap parking. Cheap parking.
I have looked it over, and unless if anybody has any questions of Tony, he looks, as a matter of fact, he could bring some definite
wisdom and insights to this board of being on these builders association, being a contractor, that we hadn't had before, and we've had some questions that we had to wait and get answers. I believe Tony would make a very good addition to the board.
He is directly behind me, by the way.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor of asking council to appoint or approve Tony as an alternate member, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? So here. Tony, it's up to the council now to decide your fate. Okay. The last item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for September 22nd. Did everybody have an opportunity to look over the minutes from that hearing? Looks good to me, so do I hear a motion to accept or approve?
Is that the one where I recuse myself on?
Yeah.
Okay. So you cannot make the motion.
I don't know if you need to.
Then I can't make the motion.
To approve minutes, John, can you make a motion to approve those minutes?
Yeah, I make a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of September 22nd, 2009.
Do you second?
No, I second.
Peter seconds. All in favor? All opposed? Okay, so moved that the minutes have been approved. Looks like you guys have a lot of things to do for us in the next month. And
she'll call me tomorrow. I'll go ahead and make a call. Remind me in the morning, I'll make the call and see what he's headed up. And I'll get you to shoot everyone an email. Okay. It may take them a day to make sure the schedule is clear.
First of all, with the manual that we trust. I surrendered mine, but I never got it replaced.
You have to go, just pick it up.
So it should be at the front desk.
Sitting at the front desk for you, Peter.
I got it.
It is?
Last week.
I'll grab that for you.
Okay, thank you.
I forgot it for a while.
It is.
It is.
It is. Would you like me to get it for you?
Yes, please.
I'll do that.
If there's nothing further that anyone wishes to discuss, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Okay.
Do you
have any questions about us, Oprah?
No, I have advice you have questions about
No, I'm just happy to be here to do what I can.
I think that's great.
I feel like I have some skill sets that could be valuable. I don't mind serving on, I'm in the Stormwater Environmental Committee.
Wait a minute.
Right, that's why I'm trying to get this stuff cleared up.
I don't have time. Thank God.
I feel like I can bring value to a lot of good things just because of my experience, the company I work with. I probably had more ethics training than you guys will ever go through together.
And his dad's a good fisherman.
And I'm just excited to be here. I feel like I can bring something because I see things that many people don't see, and I'm part of things that a lot of people didn't realize were out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm fortunate, and I just want to share it. Mm-hmm. And it's my way of sharing.
Yes, and one thing about the board, Tony, is that we have very strict guidelines as to what we can and cannot do, what's a hardship, what's not a hardship, so forth. And this will come out in some of that training that we're talking about, that because most likely, should you get, and I'm sure you will be approved by council next month, the next step when John steps down you'll be the only alternate we have. We need to continue to advertise for another alternate. And hopefully, some of us can start beating up some people on the south side. It'll be very valuable to you. And you'll see that, we're straight down the middle. I mean, we can't wave this way, we can't wave that.
Sure.
We have to look at it and go. And we've had only one appeal that I know of since I've been on the board, and the Superior Court or Supreme Court upheld our decision. So we're in good shape.
And we learn a lot, and we have extremely lively discussions.
You have to totally. See things from every side.
From every perspective, and that's
life to see.
Makes it extremely fulfilling, in my opinion. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Charlie is doing, as the mayor said, he had a pacemaker taken out and a defibrillator put in, and he's doing good.
I talked to him, and he sounded great on the phone. But he said that things went well, which he expected to. He'd be home tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Which is outstanding.
I promised him a casserole.
The only thing I'll say is I do have a day job. I do work. But, you know, I could have a very flexible schedule. But as long as I know what I have to do, I could be.
Yeah. Normally, you're given at least 30 days in advance. I have a daytime and a nighttime job, so I kind of fit it in as we go.
I have a daytime.
It has a daytime and a nighttime job. So everybody has a daytime and nighttime job. So we all...
Hans got it. 24
hours. It's always going to be the same time every month, so you can kind of...
Yep.
And like I said, we only had one, and that was back in September, in all of last year.
I do work from home, but I do travel, so I'm a virtual employee.
So does that mean you can bring his presents?
I can't do that. My ethics training tells me I can't do that.
That's right.
You can't be bring me chocolate?
No.
Beck, can I be sitting in my boat?
Yes. All right, now if I'm repeating, it's a jerk.
I can't do that.
Don't run off. I'm going to get copies of this from Barry. Barry, don't run.
I go through five training. Five okay. Strange years.